You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, are you ready for the assignment? Let's take a look at Acts chapter 19, verse 21. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 23. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that the bonds and afflictions abide me. Acts 21, verse 10 through 14. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. So here we can see Paul already purposed in his spirit about going to Jerusalem and Rome. He knew his assignment. Paul shared his conversion. He knew what it was he came to do. And he already knew Jerusalem and Rome is where he needed to go. And the Holy Ghost had already given him warning in his spirit in Jerusalem what awaited it was being bound. And he knew afflictions. Now the details of what those afflictions were, he didn't know. He just knew, okay, I know I'm going to be bound and I know I'm going to be afflicted. But he was ready for the assignment. And then when the prophet Agabus came and took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and his feet in a demonstration, like visual aid to show this is what's going to happen. To let it be known, okay, Paul goes to Jerusalem. This is what the Holy Ghost is saying. You go to Jerusalem, you're going to be bound. So those around him didn't want him to go. They were concerned, like anybody that cares would be, at the risk that Paul would be facing by going. And so Paul was already prepared within. He already knew where he needed to go. He already knew what the assignment was. He didn't know all the fine details of all that awaited. Because once Paul continued in sharing his conversion, everybody wasn't happy. He was accused of a lot. He was mistreated. And Paul continued with his assignment. Now, Paul didn't let those around him persuade him to do otherwise. He took what came with the assignment. And he didn't let anybody bend his ear to do otherwise. He didn't look at, okay, now my assignment, I want to go to Jerusalem and Rome and not expect what comes with the territory. He already understood the culture. He already understood some of the things that may come up, but not all the details, regardless of the fact he was ready. So when it comes to, are you ready for the assignment? Are you ready for the things that come with the assignment? Paul was in a place of prayer. Paul was in a place of hearing from the Lord. Paul was in a place of receiving instruction. And when the Holy Ghost was revealing to him the warning of what awaited as far as him being bound, it wasn't don't go. It was him being warned, this is what you're going to enter into once you go to Jerusalem. And Paul already made up his mind within himself. Yeah, I'm going. I know the work I need to do and I'm going to get the work done. So are you ready for the assignment? This is not, when it comes to assignment, this is not about being focused on praises and perks. Because like Paul, in this assignment, there was nothing pretty about it. He stayed focused on what he needed to stay focused on. And he did not let his ear get bent to those around him to hinder him from going forward. Sometimes people will express their concern because of the danger that lies ahead. But Paul was in relationship with the Lord. So Paul, further down into the chapters, you know, Paul is being told by the Lord, be of good cheer. Take courage. That within itself was giving them heads up. Okay, take courage. Being reminded that, okay, you testified of me in Jerusalem. This is what the Lord is saying to him. You testified of me in Jerusalem. And just as you did that, I need for you to witness, you know, bear witness of me in Rome. So that's confirmation for him. I'm facing this where I am right now, but I'm going to Rome as well because the Lord told me to be of good cheer and what it is I'm supposed to do when I get there. So he understood the assignment. He knew the destination and he knew there would be some challenges, some adversity. He just didn't know the list of things he would have to deal with. But nevertheless, he was ready. He was prepared. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to have those who, out of fear, may not want you to go forward and do certain things when it comes to your assignment. Their concern is out of love, fear of the unknown, lack of understanding of what some things entail. I know what it's like to have to make the decision to say, okay, God, I choose to continue to walk with you and whatever you want me to do and wherever you want me to go, Lord, that is exactly what I'm going to do. Paul had to deal with other people who said all kinds of things against him, who made all kinds of accusations, who tried to influence the perception of others, how people would see him, saying things loudly so that whoever's present and because of who it came from, that it would stick and change the perception of people or validate their untruth to make it as if it is truth. Paul had to go through all of that. Paul had to speak on his own behalf when the time came. Paul also had to endure those that wanted to slay him. Paul had to deal with the outside crowds of people saying all kinds of things that were not true to discredit so that he couldn't continue in the work. When the enemy has done all the enemy has tried to do and made all the effort that he sought out to do, then the assumption is mission accomplished. I know what it's like to have to tune out the outside opinions, the outside negativity, and not allow my ear to be bent to change the course and how God is leading me, to change the path, to change the direction in how God is leading me. When it comes to your assignment, are you ready for what comes with it? Paul said he was ready for his assignment. He was ready to preach. He was ready to minister. He was ready to die. He was ready to be bound. Paul expressed his readiness. And not only did he express it verbally, Paul expressed it through his actions, through his obedience to how the Lord was revealing to him and how the Holy Spirit was revealing things to him. Paul continued on his journey. Paul continued on his assignment. And though there were some that were for him, there were many that were against him. But he understood the assignment, and he knew that part of that assignment was not looking for the perks or the praise. It was not about him. It was about Jesus. His conversion was a great impact. His conversion allowed him to witness, allowed him to testify, allowed him to tell the details of how his conversion came about. And when he shared his conversion, he not only shared what happened during the conversion, he went back and told his own story as to how the conversion came about and what he was about before the conversion. That he wasn't a hypocrite, because how he persecuted the Christians, that's what he believed to be right at that time. But it was when he had his conversion is when his eyes were open and he realized, this is what it's about. This is what he needs to be doing. Paul didn't let another one tell his story. Paul told his own story as he gave his testimony and as he witnessed to others. Paul was ready to minister. Paul was ready to die. Paul was ready to be bound. And Paul was ready to preach. So I ask you, when it comes to your assignment, are you ready for what comes with the assignment? Are you ready for your assignment? When the warning came, Paul did not let that hinder him or caused him to draw back. Paul already decided within himself that he was going to Jerusalem and then to Rome. And then the time came when the prophet did the demonstration as a visual demonstration to show what being bound would look like physically. And while others tried to persuade him otherwise, not to go because of the danger that would lie ahead, Paul did not let that sway him. Paul stood in his decision. Paul accepted his assignment, and Paul continued even when others did not agree. So I encourage you, when it comes to your assignment, are you ready for your assignment? And are you prepared inwardly for the things that may come with the assignment? Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that those that are in a place in this moment that may be pondering, questioning, asking within, are they ready for the assignment? Lord, I pray right now, God, that they seek you even the more. Those that may have doubt, those that may be on the fence about some things, that God, they allow themselves to come to you in prayer, seeking insight, seeking direction. And I cast out all matters of fear. I cast out all matters of doubt in the name of Jesus. And the Lord, that they will have righteous boldness to move forward in the assignment that you have given them. That if they have not prepared within, that from this moment forward and in the days to come, that they allow themselves to begin to prepare inwardly, seeking you in prayer, not having a false expectation of what may come with the assignment, but accepting the assignment and everything that comes with it. Trusting and believing in you, leaning on you, and know that the assignment that you have given, you're right there with them. And it is you that equips for the assignment. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, ursulacamille.com. That's URSELACAMILLE.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.